The heartbreaking images and stories in Kentucky and other states hit by the deadly weekend tornado outbreak has a lot of people looking for ways to help survivors. Scammers, unfortunately, are trying to take advantage of the crisis and of that generosity. That's why it's important to keep these things in mind before you make any donations. First, you do want to be skeptical of anyone promising immediate cleanup and debris removal. Maybe you have a relative who lives out there. Give them that advice. Some may quote outrageous prices. They demand a payment up front or lack the skills needed. It's important information, too, for those of us who live in areas that are prone to hurricanes, right, to remember this information. Now, before you pay, you want to obviously check out those companies. Ask for IDs, licenses, proof of insurance, and don't believe any promises that are not in writing. You should never also pay by wire transfer, gift card, cryptocurrency, or in cash, and never make the final payment until the work is done and you're satisfied. Another important thing that you can do is really guard your personal information. Only scammers will demand your money or your social security number and bank account. You should also know that FEMA doesn't charge application fees. If someone wants money to help you qualify for funds, it's probably a scam. And finally, be careful of rental listings. Stay away from people who tell you to wire money or ask for security deposits or rent before you've met or signed a lease. And make sure to be careful about who you donate your money to when helping out victims of a disaster, as I mentioned. Now, we have more information about how you can make sure it's going to the right place on our website, newsforjax.com.